ובעיקר צריכים להשתדל.
And one must especially try to have a strong desire to obtain the desire to bestow and overcome the will to receive. And a strong desire means that strong desire is measured by the increment of in between rests and the arrests, meaning the time gaps between each overcoming.
And
sometimes one receives a cessation in the middle, meaning a descent, and this descent can be a cessation of a minute, an hour, a day, or a month. Afterwards, he resumes the work of overcoming the will to receive and the attempts to achieve the desire to bestow. A strong desire means that the cessation does not take a long time and is immediately reawakened to the work. It is like a person who wants to break a big rock. He takes a big hammer and hammers many times all day long. But they are weak. In other words, he does not hammer the rock with one swing, but brings down the big hammer slowly. Afterwards, he complains that this work of breaking the rock is not for him, that it must take a very strong man to be able to break this rock. And he says that he was not born with such great powers to be able to break the rock. However, one who lifts the big hammer and strikes the rock with a big swing, not slowly, but with a great effort, the rock immediately surrenders to him and breaks. And this is the meaning of like a strong hammer that shatters the rock. Similarly, in the holy work, which is to bring the...
Up to here, there are no questions, everything is okay. That is, what does he say? And indeed, everyone stumbles across this on the path. Many times we're in that state where we do not put in sufficient effort and outbreak and attack so that we don't constantly agree to fall and fall again and again to our will to receive, but rather that we must make a leap here. That I know that I have before me a barrier. It is very difficult if I'm going to argue with it. And there are all kinds of stories and depictions of this, of how Kabbalists argued with this barrier, with this will to receive that we have standing before us this way, that way, to maybe go around it in some way, to get along with it, to leave it there for later, or maybe to jump ahead of it. It's always head-to-head. There is a simple issue here. If we disagree with it, and we do want to emerge, then we do emerge, we come out. It says we read in the stories of Egypt, because in the Exodus of Egypt, Moses comes to Pharaoh and he says, I want to be free of you. I want to be free. Give me all of the desires, all the intentions, all the actions, all of my abilities, so that I will be able to come out of your rule. And then eventually he does come out. And he comes out to such an extent that suddenly he discovers that Pharaoh himself opens up for them the place to come out. and he lets them go, and he leads them up to that exit from Egypt, that the will to receive was actually created in such a way that it has to oppose, so that the person will have the opposing force of resistance, so that he will demand forces from the Creator, a connection with Him, help, and by this he will come closer to the Creator. That is, the evil inclination is help. It is called help made against him. Against him because it operates seemingly against itself. It gives the person the ability to connect with the Creator in such a way that otherwise the person would never approach the Creator. And therefore all of the objections that we have in us, and we feel that we are weak, that we're not capable of coming out of our egoistic desire, that we cannot do anything against it, it is all in all, in order for us to need the forced with which to come out more and more, to leap out of the will to receive to the will to bestow. And the Creator is awaiting that, and He's helping us through all kinds of forms of resistance that He creates around us. And in this way, we advance so as to build the force of bestowal instead of
Баля-Сулам пишет, что нам необходимо сильное желание, которое измеряет
множеством подъемов и падений за... We need a strong desire measured by many ascents and descents in one time period, and then continues that if a person has a strong desire, it takes a hammer, a strong hammer, and with a great power shatters the rock.
Как делать расчет здесь и сейчас?
The question is how to make the correct calculation here and now, so you would invest all the power of the desire in one strike and not to stretch it over time, because there are many rocks like that.
It is true. However, it depends on the environment. As much as a person organizes the environment, and specifically through that, he gets closer to success, because on his own he will certainly have no strength. Rather, there has to be a big, strong environment which is solidified, and then everyone understands that they have no choice and they have to make an attack like a strong, correct, good commando. That's it. Here, we should try to make room for the common force between them. This is called that they take a greater hammer. And then they are already capable of breaking the rock.
Belarus.
Раб, вот насчет сильного желания. Сильное желание означает, что сильное желание.
About that strong desire.
Прерывание и передышка.
Strong desire means.
Что за механизм здесь объясняется?
And it changes by many cessations, entrances, and exits. What is that mechanism?
A strong desire means that it is possible to take a big hammer, that is a very strong group, which is cohesive, solidified, and to strike the rock strongly and break it. Whereas taking a small hammer and knocking the rock many times, well, then you get nothing. There's no result out of all of your strikes. And therefore, we need to pay attention to the quantity and quality of our work. And what is it exactly? Where does it take place? And the most important for us is to be solidified together against our one enemy, the will to receive, It works in everyone, although it's in different forms, sometimes opposite forms or something, but really it is that same ego of ours. And we need to try to force it, to obligate it to depart from us by turning to the Creator and demanding. Later action that we will do.
On what do I hit with the hammer?
We need to break the partitions between the friends. If you will start to connect between you more and more, in spite of these partitions, you will feel that by that you're getting closer to the Creator, and you are discovering Him standing behind our wall, as it is called, behind those partitions.
Здравствуйте. Скажите, пожалуйста, а что значит, что...
Please tell us, what does it mean that the will to receive says to a person... You will do the will of your Creator, I'll do the will of my Creator.
Well, these are the forces that work in the person. Usually it's just one force, the will to receive. But if a person starts to engage in the wisdom of Kabbalah, then the other force also awakens in him. And here a person is already in a state where he's in between two forces. One time he wants to receive, another time he wants to bestow. One time he truly wants to be close to the Creator, another time he falls and he's close to his own egoistic nature. So there are two forces.
It
turns out that there is a person who turns to the will to receive and says,
yes, we need to depict to ourselves that we exist not in the will to receive and not in the will to bestow, but seemingly we choose. What do we want to do? Who is going to rule us? Or what can we maybe rule over? Can we control? It's as if through our choice we control. We gain control. So during the work, this is how a person makes these scrutinies. And we have to do these scrutinies in order to know under which force you exist now. People on the street, well, they don't ask that because it's clear to them that they have a certain nature, and according to that nature, they operate, they're managed in order to do good, actually to that force that is managing them, because they identify with that force. For them, to do good to the desire that is operating them is considered to do good to themselves. Whereas, when we begin the spiritual work, following some time, we begin to feel that it's not the same thing. That I want to do good to whom? To my egoistic desire or to my altruistic desire? To whom do I want to do good? And here, I already start having this struggle inside of me. It takes a few years until a person starts to realize in between these two forces that he exists, and that one force is ruling him on top of the other, and this is how it is intermittently. One force and then the other force, and the two of them eventually lead the person to the end of correction. This is how it's going to be until the end of correction. But it is good for a person to exist in between the two of them and for him to know that the two of them are managing him, and how should he answer to that and work with them.
Por una parte, no hay coerción en la
One.
Y por otra parte, tenemos que alcanzar el punto.
There's no coercion in spirituality. On the other hand, we need to attain the point where he's coerced until he says, I want it. What is this kind of coercion in the ten?
The coercion is that we elevate the importance of the will to bestow connection between us, the importance of the study. We elevate that above all of the other ordinary obstructions that come to us from life.
Question from Toronto. What is that hammer with which we can break the rock, the stone?
That we are, we in a group together, we reach a state where we want to break the partition between us. Because the partition between us, it is actually what the Creator Himself is in it. And if we break the partition, we discover Him. We have nothing else to do. Practically, if we break the partitions between us, and we want to reach a state where our heart will be built out of all of the hearts in the form of a single heart, and the force of our mind, of our intellect, will work only in order for us to build a single heart out of all of us, then in such a way, we reach such a connection in which the Creator is revealed. The vessel of Adam HaRishon that becomes resurrected. It rises back to life. This is how it is.
From Brazil, what's the meaning of advancing using actions and not arguments?
Well, arguments, we have nothing to do with them. We need to try to build such a connection between us where we add and add an awakening, drawing together until with that mutual inclination, every ten will feel that it is becoming solidified in its center, that it is reaching something where we are all connected, so that there will be this force in the ten, this feeling that we are as one man, that our bodies are not felt, that we're in them, but rather that we feel ourselves as being in one heart. There are not quite words for it, but this is what we would like to happen.
From Mark 25, on the same topic, how can we ensure that we swing the hammer with max power in the ten and not that each one is using his tiny hammer? Rav, this all depends on how much we work, how much we understand what needs to be done. We need to understand that connection is the desired goal that we wish to attain, because we need to restore the broken system called the soul of Adam HaRishon, the broken soul of Adam HaRishon. We need to restore it to a state where it's whole once again. This is the meaning of coming to correction, to the end of correction. So it's highly recommended that we'll do it this way. How to do it?
I don't
know what to say, but we have to. We have to check our day. How did it go by? What are we planning for the next day? In that direction, the direction of connection. And although this connection, for the time being, between us, can be a false connection, unreal, pretend, together with that, we nevertheless play with it like children in order to reach a state where the reforming light works according to this game we're playing in connection, and it establishes between us the true.
Early in the holy work. Similarly, in the holy work, which is to bring the vessels of reception into Kedusha, holiness, we have a strong hammer, meaning words of Torah that give us good counsels. However, if it is not consistent but with long intermissions in between, then one escapes the campaign. And he says that he was not made for this, but that this work requires one who was born with special skills for it. Nevertheless, one should believe that anyone can achieve the goal. However, he should try to always increase his efforts to overcome. And then one can break the rock in a short time. We must also know that for the effort to make contact with the Creator, there is a very harsh condition here. The effort must be in the form of adornment. Adornment means something that is important to a person. One cannot work gladly if the labor is not of importance, meaning that one is happy that now he has contact with the Creator. Yes, Rav, thank you very much for the lesson. Bala Sulam writes here on page 534 in Hebrew, you should also know that in order for the contact, for the effort to reach the Creator, to make contact with the Creator, there's a very harsh condition that the effort should be as adornment for the person.
He loves the exertion. Why? He loves. Why? Imagine that you love someone. So loving someone pushes you to do something good for that person. And your entire effort, everything you do for the sake of your beloved, that effort, you love that effort. You love it.
No, Rabash noten dugma kazot.
Rabash would give this example. Let's say the Queen of England. She doesn't have to do anything by herself. She has plenty of people all around her doing every little thing for her, but they bring her baby or her grandkid to her, someone. Someone she likes, she loves, and then what? She'll say, I want to feed him. Is it work? It's work. There's a special woman who's probably in charge of feeding this little child. But the queen says, no, I want to do it by myself. Why? Because it's pleasure, it's not work. It is pleasure. She does it for the sake of loving someone, because she loves someone. So the difference between work and pleasure is only in one's attitude. It's not difficult for me to do anything towards someone I love, depending on the level of my love.
Words sometimes. In other words, sometimes one despises this work of assuming the burden of the kingdom of heaven, which is a time of a sensation of darkness. When one sees that no one can save him from the state he is in, but the Creator. Then he takes upon himself the kingdom of heaven above reason, as an ox to the burden and as a donkey to the load. One should be glad that now he has something to give to the Creator, and the Creator enjoys him having something to give to the Creator. That is, from the worst possible state that we're in, if we're able to connect with the Creator, then it can become the best possible state, the most beneficial, the strongest one, because from the lowest state, I connect to the Creator, who is the highest. And so do not disregard states where we feel dissent, a fall, disappointment, helplessness. Those are actually the states from which turning to the Creator is the most beneficial, the most beneficial. By that, we truly awaken very big forces from that state that we're in the lowest possible state, in the lowest possible world, all the way to the Creator, to the root of the whole of reality, the highest place. PT 25. How can we connect, turn to the Creator from that zero point, that minus point?
I didn't get what he was saying.
How do we turn or connect with the Creator from that state? Because
you take example from everyone, from the friends. Everyone is doing this work. Each and every one is measured, is evaluated, not simply by wanting to feel what's going on with him. That's not a man. Rather, each and every person is evaluated according to how much he can connect to the Creator from each and every state, as much as possible. Meaning, the lower the state, he wants to connect to the Creator in a more powerful way, because by that, specifically, he is carrying out the actions of correction.
Moscow 6.
А что здесь значит высшая Малхут?
What is the upper Malchut, kingdom?
The Malchut, or the kingdom, or kingship of heaven. It's the Creator's will to bestow. It's called the kingdom of heaven. The will to receive of the created being is called the Malchut of this world, kingdom of this world. Gilad?
Yes, we're continuing with, but one does not always have. But one does not always have the strength to say that this is beautiful work called adornment. Rather, he despises this work. This is a harsh condition for one to be able to say that he chooses this work over the work of whiteness. Meaning that he does not sense a taste of darkness during the work, but then one feels a taste in the work. It means that then he does not have to work with the will to receive, to agree to take upon himself the kingdom of heaven above reason.
Meaning, although I am going through different states, even the worst states, in other words, I don't need to change the state itself, but rather I need to try and change my attitude to the state. That is the main thing, because all the states come from the Creator. Therefore, I don't ask Him to change the state for me and treat me differently, because by that I'm seemingly saying to the Creator, now you're better and next time you're worse. But there's no else besides Him. I get everything from Him. So I don't relate to Him by saying, you should change. No. Rather, I ask Him to help me change myself so that each and every state you will project onto me. It doesn't matter the state. I will accept it as coming from the good who does good. That's what I'm asking for. What am I asking for? In other words, not that for the Creator to change and project in me good states, but that I should change, that I will correct myself and then accept the Creator's attitude towards me as the good who does good. That's the difference. I don't obligate the Creator to change, but I'm asking Him to change me. That's the whole difference between the correct attitude and the incorrect attitude towards the upper providence.
Continuing with, if he does overcome himself and can say that this work is pleasant for him, but now he is observing the mitzvah, commandment of faith above reason, and he accepts this work as beauty and adornment, this is called a joy of mitzvah. This is the meaning of the prayer being more important than the response to the prayer. Since in prayer, one has a place for labor, and he needs the Creator, meaning that he awaits heaven's mercy. At that time, one has true contact with the Creator, and he is in the king's palace. However, when the prayer is answered, he has already departed the king's palace, since he has already taken what he had asked for and left. Again, reading.
Maybe again from Atik.
This is the meaning of Atik and Arich Anpin. During the expansion, the abundance is called Arich Anpin, which is Chokhmah.
It expands from above down,
meaning open providence.
And Atik, that's above Arich Anpin.
Atik comes from the Hebrew word Vayatek, detachment,
detached,
meaning the departure of the light. In other words, it does not shine, and this is called concealment.
Although it is higher, and it is the source of all the light in Arich Anpin. Arich Anpin is Chokhmah, and Atik is Keter. But an attic, there's everything, but the light expands only from Arich Anpin in Chokhmah, in wisdom.
This is the time of rejection to clothing, which is the time of the reception of the king's crown, Keter, which is considered Malchut of light, regarded as the kingdom of heaven.
The king's crown, Keter, meaning there's Malchut, and it's Keter, its crown is Atik. And then between the two, we have all the remaining qualities by which we attain the Keter from the Malchut. That's how we build the greatness of the Creator between these two points.
It is written about it in the Zohar. The Shekhinah said to Rabbi Shimon, there is no place to hide from you. Meaning, there is no place where I can hide myself from you. This means that even in the greatest concealment in reality, he still takes upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven with great joy.
He knows to connect Malchut to Keter in all the states.
The reason is that he follows a line of a desire to bestow, and therefore gives what he has in his hand. If the Creator gives him more, he gives more. And if he has nothing to give, he stands and cries like a crane for the Creator to save him from the evil water. Hence, in this manner too, he has contact with the Creator.
Even in the worst possible state, because he anticipates a change, that we will have the ability to demand, to ask, to approach the Creator.
The reason that this discernment or phase is called Atik, since Atik is the highest degree, is that the farther the thing is from clothing, the higher it is. One can feel in the most abstract thing called the absolute zero, since there man's hand does not reach. This means that the will to receive can grip only in a place where there is some expansion of light. Before one refines one's vessels so as not to blemish the light, he is unable for the light to come to him in a form of expansion in the vessels. Only when one marches on the path of bestowal, that is, in a place where the will to receive is not present, whether in mind or in heart, there the light can come in utter completeness. Then the light comes to him in a feeling that he can feel the exaltedness of the upper light. However, when one has not yet corrected the vessels so as to work in order to bestow, when the light expands, it must be restricted, and it shines only according to the refinement of the vessels. Hence, at that time, the light appears to be in utter smallness. Therefore, when the light is abstracted from clothing in the vessels, the light can shine in utter completeness and clarity without any restrictions for the sake of the lower one.
When you ask the Creator, you awaken pleasure in Him. When you receive from the Creator, you will awaken pleasure in him. A person that yearns for connection with the Creator sees in what way he can awaken a greater pleasure in the Creator, either in the request or in the gratitude, in receiving and giving, in what? Meaning he checks himself with what deeds, thoughts, intentions can he bring more contentment to the Creator. That is what a person who yearns must do. From that he will learn about the Creator compared to him. And that's how he advances. In other words, if we constantly think by which actions, please, thoughts, can we bring more contentment to the Creator, in this way we advance. That's certain. That's clear.
Please.
Yes. But if I have this constant intention that I bring contentment to the Creator because He's able to answer me, He's able to bestow upon me, and this is my intention to bring Him this contentment, why should then I leave the palace?
You don't have to leave the king's palace. You can remain there in permanence if you can. The king's palace is simply the highest degrees of Atzilut. Atik, Arihampin, these are called the king's palace. Meaning, Keter and Chochmah of Atzilut. When a person arrives there, it means that he's entered the king's palace. You have to leave it. You don't. In fact, unless you, God forbid, do something and they throw you out on.
Thank you, Rav. A question from Maitan. Is it a prayer to ask for a change in the state we are in?
Of
course it's a prayer. If we ask for change in the state we're in, and this change will be from our current state to a state of greater bestowal, greater connection, also in order to bestow, greater understanding, perhaps maybe also in order to bestow. In other words, if ultimately we're asking for a state in which we can bestow more to the Creator through the friends, then certainly this is the best.
Вот есть объединение в десятке у нас. И что значит, что из этого объединения мы проверяем?
We have a connection in the ten. What does it mean that from the connection we check what would give more contentment to the Creator?
It's very difficult to reach bestowal through other actions other than the act of connection between people. Because here we are connecting to one another, and we can come to such a state where the connection is so strong until we begin to feel the quality of the Creator between us. The Creator is simple. I lose my ego a little bit toward the other, and I feel the other inside my own ego. When I relate to him like to myself, to some extent, by that we are beginning to approach the quality of the Creator, the idea of the Creator. So this is how it was given to us. our entire work is only in bringing the hearts closer, although it seems so distant and the world is so much against it. This is what we have to do. This is what we have to carry out, and not to let go and not to stop, because nevertheless, the future of the world is in that. There is no choice. We'll have to be connected to one another through the hearts, not physically. So each one will include all the hearts inside his heart. And the Creator will then be revealed in this common heart to everyone, to each one and to everyone. This is the work. Yes, Vlad.
This connection of the hearts between us in the ten, what does it mean that a certain response awakens and I bestow to him now?
I begin to feel that all my friends that I previously thought they were my friends and I have to connect with them, suddenly I feel that in the connection with them, I discover that I'm actually connecting with the Creator. It's the Creator who is behind the friends. And the moment that I wish to connect with them, truly with an open heart, I discover that it was the Creator who is hiding behind each and every friend. So I'm coming closer to him. I didn't know about it, because then I would relate to the friend egoistically. I want connection with the Creator. Whereas with the friends, I don't want any connections. So I need to break the barrier that exists between me and my friends, and he who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater. He's got a greater barrier to break, and in this way I come to a state where I break the barrier. Of course, it's done by the Creator, and I connect with the friends, and I suddenly discover that from love of people to love of the Creator, I truly connect with the Creator. This is the revelation of the Creator, but it's done in the vessel that I prepared, assembled from the shattering between our hearts, the hearts of the friends.
Но я имею в виду, что вот это как бы соединение сердец товарищей, вот то, как мы.
I mean that this connection of the hearts of the friends, just like we feel the connection between us, there's an addition there, some addition.
No. Within that, I discover an addition, another addition, then that's called the Creator. And in truth, there are no friends. There's just a single desire. Well, we'll discover and see it, but the words here might even be confused.
Раф, спасибо, что спросили. Я никак не могу понять, вот когда мы
Thank you, Rav. I can't understand. When we turn to the Creator, we always learn that we're supposed to turn to Him not for our own, for ourselves, but through the ten. But here it's being said that the best prayer is to turn to Him so He will change me somewhat. In what?
No. I
understand. That's the main thing. How do I relate to the Creator? What do I ask of the Creator? That's what's important. I ask Him to change my heart, my desire, so that I'll be able to connect to the friends and then connect to Him. Turning to the Creator for correction, I can do that directly, even though it's very weak. It's more powerful if we do it through the group. But still, I can turn to him and he listens, but What am I asking for? I'm asking him to give us connection between us, because only through connection between us he can be revealed, and that will bring him contentment.
Okay?
Tel Aviv 4.
Good
morning, friends. Thank you, Rav. Rav, he gives here two signs. One is that there's no taste or flavor, and one that there's no scent. And then he also writes that a person has the ability to feel the more abstract place, which is called the absolute zero. What is this condition? A person having ability to feel a place that's more abstract.
The complete zero is that a person feels that he has only one goal, to be a glue between everyone. And he himself is not taken into account as any kind of reality, besides being the glue among all created beings, so that
what does it mean in all the states to accept the kingdom of heaven with great joy? How do we do that?
Look, if I, in each and every state I have in life, remember and feel that I accept this state from the Creator, from the good that does good, that wants to advance me to the good, correct state. So, besides this feeling that I'm connected to the Creator and I receive it all from Him, what else do I need? So, I don't need anything more than being certain that I receive the states I have from the Creator. So, it's not about the state itself, but that I get it from the Creator. And then, I already have a sense of joy, confidence, that I am positioned in the right way in my life.
Question from Vancouver. When we think about the Creator, always a thought of the ten arises, as if they're one whole. But when we think about the ten, there's no thought of the Creator. What's not okay with that?
There's still work to do. I still don't imagine the Creator as an outcome of the ten. You hear? That the Creator is an outcome of the ten. We make Him. As it is said, you have made me. There's no Creator without a created being. And a created being means at least a few people connecting together in mutual bestowal. Thus they build this concept, this construct of bestowal, called the Creator. All right?
An additional question, how can you measure, this is from Mark, how can you measure your connection with the Creator? What does it mean, connection with the Creator altogether?
I can measure connection with the Creator to the extent that the group is, in my eyes, as a single whole system. And all the friends there are in a perfect way, and I love them all, and I see them connected together. And that's essentially, that's how I feel that I'm in the right direction towards the Creator. Now, to the extent that I ask of the Creator to be revealed, I should not ask for that. I should only be asking to know and be able to shape my actions like the Creator's, to resemble the Creator. And then, to that extent, I'll understand and feel who the Creator is. That's how He'll be revealed within me. So it all depends on how I awaken myself to make actions that I learn to be natural to the Creator, to the force of bestowal. The more I assemble these qualities of bestowal in me towards the friends and even the whole world, accordingly, I rise above my ego and build within me the shape of the Creator. And that is how I attain Him. I assemble Him. As it is said, you have made me. There is no Creator without the created being. The Creator is what we make with qualities that exist in nature, the qualities of bestowal, love, concession. From these qualities, we assemble, like pieces of a puzzle, we assemble the shape of the Creator. What's the shape of the Creator? A force of absolute bestowal.
Beginning of the article, when is patience important in the spiritual work, and when is there a need to beat hard with that hammer?
If I relate to the friends and the spiritual process, I have to be patient because it's not in my hands, first of all. And even higher than that, I'm not the one who determines. I submit myself and agree with everything that comes to me from the Creator. This is what's happening. So that's on the one hand, and on the other hand, I'm not sure what else. We're talking about it so much that we don't have the words. No more words. I think that women especially should try to hear what's written in the book and not reject it, but accept it seriously. That this is how we need to change ourselves. Meaning, not to just nod with our head, yes, yes, and internally stay the same, but at least see that on the inside I'm the same egoist, even though on the outside I seemingly agree, as if I agree. So let's try to inspect ourselves and thus behave, that everything we learn, it will happen within us.
בסדר?
Paragraph that starts with, it follows. It follows that the importance of the work is precisely when one comes to a state of zero.
Again,
it follows that the importance of the work is precisely when one comes to a state of zero. Meaning, when one sees that he annuls his whole existence and being, for then the will to receive has no power. Only then does one enter Kedusha.
That sentence again?
Again, it follows that the importance of the work is precisely when one comes to a state of zero, meaning when one sees that he annuls his whole existence and being, for then the will to receive has no power over the will to receive. Only then does one enter Kedusha.
Meaning, it doesn't matter to me what I'm going through. I am zero. I'm transparent. I don't make any partition between what comes to me from the Creator, and surely everything comes from Him. I want to be in front of Him without my will to receive, without my ego that resists what He projects to me. I want to be transparent. Meaning there's no governance for the will to receive, and only then it enters.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, World 10. With your permission, Rav. The question is about the state of zero, the absolute zero. That means that the will to receive doesn't receive any filling. Where do I receive the qualification, this blanket, this cover, the support, in order to continue the work?
From the study and the friends and everything that we're doing. You should write down exactly your state before the lesson and then add to it how you are after the lesson and see how the lesson influences you. Follow it and see. And from time to time, as you advance in spirituality, you will see that before the lesson you're at zero or even minus, and after the lesson you rise in your understanding and feeling and desire to connect, to bring contentment to the Creator today more than yesterday. That's how you should examine yourself.
Thank you very much, Rav.
Okay, we probably will go to Pticha.
Again. Oh, yeah. UK time.
Oh, UK 2. UK 2.
Good morning. Is there a difference between prayer as one for the 10? And one individual praying for all and 10 friends praying together as one voice.
Shuv, repeat please.
Say it again please.
So I'm trying to understand how Kabbalists pray. Do they pray as an individual for the 10, or do they pray as 10, the same prayer?
Yes, yes.
There's this kind of state and that kind of state. Typically, each one awakens his heart towards the Creator in order to really aim his heart towards the Creator. He has to begin to connect with the friends, but the Creator is the initial cause of why I'm doing all of that in the first place. That's why I'm saying that first, aim the heart towards the Creator, in order to reach Him, to realize this inclination, I have to connect to the group. Otherwise, I'm completely losing the direction of the Creator. When I connect to the group, I have to reach a state where I need to think, understand, feel what's important for the group. And besides connection, nothing's important to us. In connection, we attain the goal. And so that's how I activate the prayer or develop the prayer.
So I develop the prayer through my own individual efforts towards connecting with and feeling my 10 more strongly.
Yes.
But then from there, how do we all work to direct our prayer into one singular voice?
This is to begin with when each one aims himself towards the Creator, and in order to achieve that, he directs himself towards the 10, and he connects the 10 as one man and one heart, to connect all of them to the Creator. And then, through that point of connection between them, they begin to reveal the Creator. This is according to the rule of Israel, the light and the Creator are one. There's three steps: man, the group, the Creator, and they all have
again.
So, yeah.
Just to complete this matter of the prayer for a friend, because it's an exercise, so we took from the lesson, and the question is, we can either make it more precise or cancel it, because if we're deviating from the path, we need to understand.
Even if you veer off a little bit, or some groups are doing it differently, this way or the other way, it doesn't matter, it's still experience. But where did you see directly that something is written in this way? It says that the group should pray for the friend who has a problem, has a trouble, yes, for sure. But for two or for three, I don't know what that is.
Not two, three. The exercise, we took it from the lesson, it was that the whole 10 is thinking of one throughout the whole day, and then the next day we're thinking about another one. And you said that this way we will get accustomed to think of the friends.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Continue.
Do you want to make it more precise, or?
No, not to refine it, but just put efforts into that, and yes, and keep going then. Yes, we have learned that everything begins from the will to receive. The will to receive has evolved to the point that it becomes opposite to the light, and the light that influences the will to receive, the phase four of the will to receive, where the most developed will to receive is, which feels itself as a receiver and thus feels opposite to the light, feels a sense of gap between itself and the light. It receives, the light bestows, and then the will to receive restricts itself. It cannot agree with this state, meaning the Creator created deliberately such a feeling in the will to receive that it can't stand the gap towards the Creator, the light. And from that restriction onwards begins a development where instead of the will to receive taking in all the pleasure, all the light, and enjoying it, the Creator ruined this state so that the will to receive can't accept and enjoy the light directly. And so the will to receive develops a desire to bestow from meeting the light, a desire to resemble the light, to be connected to, adhered to the light according to that quality of bestowal that exists in the light. And then from this Malchut of Ein Sof, after the restriction, we begin to learn the system. And the whole system is built from two parts: the development from above downwards until the very last degree, lowest degree called this world, And that is a descent from above downwards, 125 degrees, five worlds, and so on. And then an ascent of the will to receive through all these degrees all the way back up to Malchut of Ensof, and that's called the final correction. Meaning that the restriction that Malchut of Ensof is doing in the world of Ensof, it obligated Malchut of Ensof to expand all the way down to this world and then begin the path of correction from below upwards, from this world all the way to the world of Ensof, so that the will to receive through its correction comes to an intention in order to bestow. So it uses itself after the restriction only with an intention to bestow. And thus, it equalizes itself to the light, to the Creator. This is what we are learning in general. And besides that, we learn that the will to receive can't make these changes happen at once, but in order to allow the will to receive to correct itself gradually, it goes through a shattering where it connects with the will to bestow, and they, as if both shatter together, and then from little pieces that where each and every piece is comprised of both a little will to receive and a spark of the will to bestow. And so, these particular pieces of desire can undergo corrections. So it's not the will to receive within each such item that determines what to do, but rather the spark will determine what to do, what is happening. And so who will decide that depends on the structure itself as it is given an opportunity to grow this way. And its free choice happens through the environment. Because on its own, it has a great broken will to receive and a very tiny spark of light that just keeps it restless and attracts it to the purpose of creation. But really, there's nothing more to it. Therefore, what we learn is how we are doing our actions in order to bestow in a state where we have free choice. We have the ability to be influenced by both the will to receive and the spark, the will to bestow. And then it depends on the person, how does he position himself under the influence of either the will to receive or the spark. And that's how we advance. Now let us start learning. We've learned that we had Tzimtzum Aleph, the first restriction in Malchut of Ensof, where the Malchut, the general will to receive, said, I don't want to receive for myself ever again. And then it began to start receiving portions of light in order to bestow. And that has happened across several Potsufim. And then we saw there is a part of Potsuf Galgalta that cannot receive the upper light. It has no power of masach, of screen for that. And we've learned that Nekudot of Sag descend below the Tabur and mingle with Nehi of Galgalta, and they add to Nehi of Galgalta a force of bestowal, awaken it, they awaken Nehi of Galgalta, and Nehi of Galgalta in return influences Nekudot of Sag with a force of reception of Galgalta. And so Malchut of Galgalta and Nekudot of Sag, Malchut of Nekudot of Sag, where Malchut is phase 4, and then there's Malchut of phase 2, so 2 and 4 mingle. They mix, and that brings about a restriction in Nekudot of Sag. So that with this mingling of the phase 4 from Nehi of Galgalta, they cannot receive anymore in their entire vessel, but only in the top part, which is called Chabad Chagat, until the Chazeh of Nekudot of Sag, that's where they can receive the upper light, and below the Chazeh, until the Siyum, they cannot receive the upper light. There is the governance of phase 4. And that's essentially how we see in the meantime where is this shape called Tzimtzum Bet, second restriction, where the Malchut that was at the Siyum of Galgalta or Siyum of Nekudot of Sag, it rose to Tiferet, which is also Bina of the Guf of Nekudot of Sag, and that's where it now stands. Meaning, the lights can go down below the Tabur, but only until the Parsa, until the Tiferet, Sfirat Tiferet of Nekudot of Sag. That's where we have arrived. And now the ascent of the general Malchut to this Tiferet of Nekudot of Sag. This action is referred to as Tzimtzum Bet, second restriction. So like in the first restriction, we can't receive in order to receive, which was permitted before the restriction. Similarly, after the second restriction, we can't receive even in order to bestow if it's below the Tabu of Nekudot of Sag, below the Pasa, because there's no power of receiving in order to bestow there. This is what we